Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Diang Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. Preserving tradition when advanced technologies invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Diang people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Voice of Indonesia.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian has instructed all local governments across the country to collaborate with the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry or Kadin to harness their potential for boosting public welfare. This was stated at the National Coordination Meeting on Regional Regulation in Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi on Wednesday, and the statement was written on Thursday. President Prabowo Subianto on Thursday officially opened an exhibition showcasing commodities, investment products, and public services of district governments across Indonesia, organized by Indonesian District Governments Association in Tangerang, Banten. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sudah tahu kisah cinta mirip kita tak menyentuh selamanya. Selama kita mau, jangan pikir buruk dulu. Kisah cinta mirip kita bisa saja selama. Kau akhirnya goyah juga, bukan bertahan bersama, malah kau juga harus ku yakinkan. Kejutan tengah cerita, ternyata ini rasanya ditinggal berjuang sendirian. Sudah. Pasrah bila tak
region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Cerita kehilangan.
listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Satu malam yang ku kira kan jadi satu hal biasa. Wajarkah rasa seperti ini? Debar hati yang tak mau berhenti. Harummu di sana masih terbawa saat ku ingin terlelap. Aku tak pernah seperti ini. Seakan waktu sejenak berhenti. Sama seperti aku yang tergila-gila. Pesonamu hadir dengan sederhana, mengalahkan rasa yang berada. Ku ingin kau rasakan yang sama. Satukan dua hati untuk selamanya. Akan tiba masa kita segalanya mengarungi kita.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bangalore Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate Klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the Sate Klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Sate Klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the satay. For one serving of Sate Klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Lagu cinta biasa, hanya denting nada yang memanjakan senyumanmu. Ingin ku cerita semua rahasia yang hanya Tuhan dan kamu yang tahu. Kau buatku lemah tak berdaya.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, kau membebaskanku dan
ha, 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 ha.
Bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Kau memeluk aku, terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Aku pun inginkan kamu. Semua ini memang tidak biasa. Yeah, yeah. Apa yang ku rasa padamu memang istimewa. Selidiki aku apa adanya. Ayo kita bongkar mujizat dunia. Kau membuat hati terkila-kila. Hatiku tergila-gila. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Karena erat kau memeluk aku. Terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Aku pun inginkan kamu. Kau buatku tertawa dan bersamamu. Kau membebaskanku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Karena erat kau memeluk aku. Kau suka padaku. Oh, erat kau memeluk aku. Rasa nyaman kau memeluk aku. Aku inginkan.
Oh, listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Openuang amak padenami. Nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului asamar pangidoa mahami tangan mabotohon ujung nga jari-jari jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsattabi amang batara guru humudul batara guru padapotan namalo mangajari jojor-jojor manuturi asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2.
Oh, 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 oh Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyaros culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangua. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugong. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, panganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
berjanji kepadamu. Sembilan puluh sembilan persen jatuh cinta. Ku menunggu tanda-tanda cinta itu darimu agar ku yakin 100% padamu. Maaf kau terlalu lama menunggu, bukan ku sengaja ingin menggantung. Tapi ada sesuatu di dada yang gak bisa terucap dengan mudah. Cinta kurang 1%.
Oh, satu nama di hatiku, dan ku mulai mencari sosok selain kamu yang seperti dirimu. Aku tak punya nyali mencoba lain hati, karena aku tak mampu bila
sampai tua, dia yang terang bersinar di antara bara. Dia adalah petunjuk dalam diriku bahwa dia murni pelengkap hidup paling paripurna. Jika dia hip hop, aku fans berat dirinya. Dia adalah puisi, aku adalah rima. Aku kan di sisinya karena cukup dia.
Dia adalah surga bagiku, dia sang pesona. Dialah segalanya, cukup dia, cukup dia. Dialah bintang bagiku, anugerah terindah. Dialah segalanya, cukup dia, cukup dia.
Ku foto idola, dia inspirasi, kompilasi dari berbagai inspirasi. Dia sempurna dari segala sisi, selalu mengisi. Aku Glenn Alinsky, dia Chelsea.
Dalam waktu, akulah menit, dia detiknya. Hidup, akulah raga, dialah nyawa. Akulah tahta, dan dia wanitanya. Dia, cukup dia, segalanya.
My lady, buat hidupku lebih sempurna. Warnai indah hariku saat bersama. Temukan arti tulus penuh makna cinta, seperti garam dan merica ciptakan rasa. Dan takkan ada yang lain yang bisa, bila satu mampu berikan ku segalanya. Penantian panjang akhirnya tiba, cukup dia satu, yeah, untuk selamanya.
Dialah surga bagiku, dia sang pesona. Dialah segalanya,